Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hearts are broken and dreams are made in the waning weeks of the regular season of the National Football League. As the calendar turns to the new year, the menacing march of madness will ultimately result in a world champion. Such is the drama of the National Football League. And joining us live and in studio is our NFL insider from Chicago, Illinois, John Hancock.
Gentlemen, great to be here in person.
Good to have you. So your observations as we're heading into the final part of the week before the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, so this year it feels like the NFL is wide open. It looks like any team can really pull this out. Obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs, who there is no love lost between me and them. They are not making the playoffs this year for the first time. Patrick Mahomes, you know, had a disappointing season by his standards. They were dealing with injuries.
Yeah, it ended in his ACL getting torn.
Well, yeah, but before that, I mean, they're going to use that as an excuse. But, I mean, it was a disappointing season all around.
A lot of injuries on the offensive line.
Cluster injuries on the O-line, but that's what happens in football. You look at the San Francisco 49ers, they've been decimated by injuries seemingly every other year. This year, no exception, but you know they're still alive for the one seed.
How do you rationalize, you know, for the past 8 to 10 years, we've heard about how great of a coach Andy Reid is and how great Steve Spagnuolo is. And this year, these two guys seem to be absent from their ability. Is it truly just the injuries, or has the rest of the league maybe started to figure these Chiefs out?
I think the league has definitely figured them out to some extent. You look at Spags, the defense this year on third down, they're giving up first downs on third and long seemingly every other play. They've taken a big step back in that regard. It doesn't help they don't have much in the way of pass rushing outside of Chris Jones, whose efforts have been hit or miss this year.
And before we vacate the Chiefs conversation, of course, the talk last night, they lost again last night. Yep. Travis Kelce, soon to be Hall of Famer in the NFL as a tight end, potentially could have played his last game at Arrowhead. Do you see somebody of that caliber walking away after this type of a season or giving it another go?
I would think he would almost have to give it another go. I mean, the guy's a champion. You don't want to go out like that. You look at Tom Brady, he could have gone out on a high note. Even he came back, still made the playoffs his last year. But those guys like that, they don't want to go out with a whimper. Tony La Russa would have done it perfectly here in St. Louis when he went out after 2011 and unfortunately came back with the White Sox. But I think Kelce wants to go out on top or at the very least in the playoffs.
Well, that's all remains to be seen. He's going to make an announcement when the season is over. I think he's going to retire, but we'll find out. Danan Hughes, by the way, is going to join us next hour, the Kansas City Chiefs radio analyst. Perhaps he'll have some insight. As you mentioned, this thing is wide open, John, and anybody's winning it. But there are some teams that down the home stretch are looking really good, one of whom is the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, Brock Purdy is back. He missed about 2 months, and when your starting quarterback misses 2 months, you know, Mac Jones was serviceable. He went 5-3 while Brock Purdy was out. But Brock Purdy joined Young, and I think Montana is the only 49ers quarterbacks to throw 5 touchdowns in a game when they played the Colts just the other week. This is a team that's humming. Christian McCaffrey leads the league in touches. That's the team that's going for it, because if they didn't believe, you know, they'd be easing off the gas on McCaffrey, because that's as a running back, they only have so much in the tank, but they're, you know, letting him be the workhorse for them this year. And they're still alive for the one seed against all odds, with the Rams and Seahawks both playing phenomenally thus far.
All in the same division, which is just kind of crazy. But here we are. On the other side of the coin, I think the two biggest surprises in the NFL this year, arguably, are the Chicago Bears in the NFC and the New England Patriots in the AFC.
Yeah, it just goes to show you how important coaching is in this league. Ben Johnson, you look at the Lions offense without him, they're struggling. They're out of the playoffs right now. And then you look to the Bears, and Caleb Williams has been getting better and better as the year goes on. He doesn't always look great, but he does have the raw potential there. And you've seen it late in games where he's able to roll out and make some big time throws to win games, in the final seconds.
So the Bears, it's been a while. So just having a winning season, I think, to many people was the first bar. Making the playoffs is kind of unbelievable. This team doesn't have it to build the ability to make a run, though, does it?
This year, I'd say they definitely do. You look at the NFC, I mean, the Rams are probably the only team you would say that's proven and tested that you would confidently take over them. The Seahawks have been, you know, great. Their defense has been stifling teams. But Sam Darnold, you know, we've seen it. He did win that Thursday night game against the Rams a couple weeks back. But in big games, the lights tend to be a little bit too bright. His playoff performance, he starts seeing ghosts like he did back when he was with the Jets. But I really like the Bears in the NFC. I think they have a real shot, but it's going to be tough to knock off the Rams.
So the folks at home, if they're watching on the stream right now, will note that you're wearing the hat of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, of course, you've had a love-hate relationship over the years with Baker Mayfield. What's the status? That team's really taking it in the chops.
They are, and I remember, you know, when Baker was playing very well earlier, Michael was, you know, giving me a lot of grief over it, because I'd been on record as calling Baker Mayfield the biggest fraud in the league. I recanted that. I no longer thought that was the case, but he's doing this year what he did his last year in Cleveland. He's got a separated shoulder, and he keeps trying to play through it, and his performance has suffered. They're on an awful tailspin right now. Somehow they still control their own destiny so long as they went out and beat Carolina in the last week of the season. But this is a guy, it looked like he had it all put together, got his big payday, and he's starting to show glimpses of the old Baker who, as we know, tended to be a bit fraudulent.
Well, geez, man, what else do you want the guy to do? He's carrying it on his own. He's just got to – guys who would go away with separated shoulders used to be called soft. You have to appreciate that this man's still competing and trying to will his team into the playoffs.
I agree, but they haven't been winning with him toughing it out. If he would have sat for, you know, a few weeks, got that thing right, recuperated correctly, he could come back healthy, play how he did at the start of the season, and, you know, they'd be cooking with gas moving into the playoffs.
So, meanwhile, on the other side of the fraud question is Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, this is another bad one. I had said the title of biggest fraud in the league went on to Trevor Lawrence. That's up there with the Arizona Cardinals being my dark horse this year.
Yeah, right.
But after what Trevor did to the Broncos, I mean, that offense scored 4 touchdowns, I think, in the red zone, and the Broncos have been stifling all year. He looks good. Trevor Lawrence looks good. The Jags look good. Liam Cohen, another rookie coach who has done phenomenal things down in Jacksonville. I may have been wrong on that one. Trevor Lawrence, I thought the clock had struck midnight, but we're seeing that's not the case.
So as we're looking down the road here, and there's still a couple of playoff slots to be determined, but we're pretty much there. Who comes out of the AFC? Who comes out of the NFC?
So, you know, I like the grit of football.
Yes.
I like the players who are committed to the grind, and I like leaders of men on the sidelines. Mm. I like Jim Harbaugh.
Whoa.
In the Los Angeles Chargers. They don't have a home stadium. They don't have home fans. I like them shocking the world, winning the AFC West, first of all, knocking off the Broncos next week, taking care of the Texans this week. And I like Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert to finally rise to the occasion. He's had very shoddy postseason results in his career. I think this is the year Herbert clutches up. Harbaugh leads the Chargers out of the AFC into the Super Bowl.
Wow. And on the other side?
On the other side, I don't like saying it, but it's going to be tough to knock out the Los Angeles Rams. We may have the LA Bowl. Matt Stafford looks better than he ever has. Almost a shoo-in for the MVP. Sean McVay, what he does is just so incredible on the offensive side of the ball. And Puka Nacua, one of the fun names to say and a great receiver. And like Mahomes, problematic brother.
Wow. So two teams that don't really have a fan base, don't have fans who show up to the games. The visiting teams that typically have the most people in the stadium could potentially be playing in the Super Bowl under your crystal ball.
They're getting rid of fields that have the weather elements. That's the corporatization of the NFL. What a perfect match. A couple of fraudulent fan bases in a city that doesn't care about football playing for it all.
So true. So true. Kind of a symptomatic of what the NFL is, huh?
I think so.
What's your take on the Chiefs announcing the move to Kansas?
I think it's despicable. I don't like it. I don't think anyone in Missouri can be a fan. I mean, all these St. Louis people who are saying, oh, they're Missouri's team, how's that looking now? There's only one team for the state of Missouri, and that is the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Oh, Lord. I got to tell you, I've never gotten into it.
If the league survives, I think that league's in some serious
trouble. We are the league.
We are the league. That's right. They've got to figure out a way to make that thing a better pipeline to the NFL.
Absolutely.
Because short of that, you're not going to have this guy that started, the 39-year-old guy that started yesterday, Josh Johnson.
Yeah.
Who he started for the...
Josh Johnson, that was the Commanders.
Yes, for the Washington Commanders. 39, he's bounced all over the place. A guy like that, I think, could find a home in the USFL.
Phillip Rivers could have been the Tom Brady of the XFL.
Just imagine. But don't we already have a pipeline? We have semi-pro athletes now. It's called college.
Sure, yeah. And I think that's one of the problems, inherent problems, that the USFL has. The only place they draw fans is in St. Louis. The players, you know, some have matriculated to the NFL. But, you know, when you think about... all these teams have these practice squads. That's where you put these guys. Now, I guess they don't want them to get injured, but you put them in real game situations and see what you're dealing with. And, you know, some of those guys, I think you could make the NFL.
Yeah, and I think you look at the quarterback position, the fact that the Colts went to Phillip Rivers 5 years removed, literally rolled off his couch 1 week later, he's starting a game. It speaks to the dearth of talent at the quarterback position right now outside of the top guys. Seems like a lot of these young guys, they rely on their athleticism in high school, college, and the pros. They're not reading defenses. They're not able to make the reads. They just follow the progressions. If it's not there, they run.
Well, we like to hold our NFL insider accountable to his abilities. How did you do in your own fantasy league? Did you wind up succeeding this year?
So I took Brock Bowers in the first round. That was an abject failure, disaster. I thought Geno Smith could have done something for the Raiders. I thought Pete Carroll, there was a couple of bad takes I had. I was high on the Raiders, actually, to bet with a friend that the Raiders would have a better record than the Denver Broncos.
Oh, boy.
We all saw how that turned out.
Wow.
Then my sleeper team in the NFC was the Arizona Cardinals.
So where exactly are you inside the NFL if you make these decisions in your own fantasy league?
I called the Cooper DeJean interception in the Super Bowl. I called the Eagles route. I called Joe Burrow over Mahomes. The only reason I'm here right now in the 2019 AFC Championship game.
There he is, the NFL insider, and we're going to step aside for a moment. We're going to come back. Lots more to cover on the Chris and Amy Show on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Smith, corks one in the right, down the line! It may go!
I was sitting in my parents' basement with a game. It was after my Uncle Fred's funeral. And we all came back to our house and, you know, had the what you do after a funeral, you know, a gathering. And everybody was downstairs watching the Cardinals play the Dodgers in 1985. And there it was, Tom Niedenfuhr on the mound, who later became a Cardinal, by the way. Who surrenders at that point the only left-handed home run Ozzie Smith had hit in his entire baseball career. And circles the bases, Cardinals win the game by a score of 3-2 on a home run by the Wizard, who celebrates today his 71st birthday.
Get out. Wow.
Happy birthday, Ozzie Smith, if you're out there.
Ozzie, I remember being in a car driving somewhere. We were on Highway 270, and people were honking their horns when that call got played.
Yeah, that was something.
That was a special time to be a Cardinal fan. Wouldn't it be nice to get those special times back? Huh?
Yes, indeed it was. Indeed it was. Well, the Cardinals have these. They've been on this every 20-year kind of kick. You know, they won 3 World Series in the 40s and won their first World Series in 1926. They did win in the 30s, a couple. They won one in the 40s, nothing in the 50s.
Right.
3 World Series, 2 they won in the 60s, nothing in the 70s.
Right.
3 World Series, 1 they won in the 80s, nothing in the 90s, a World Series in 2006, a World Series in 2011, and nothing since. Mm.
They did make the World Series in 2013.
They did make the World Series in 2013 and lost in 5 to the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, I was at that game. That was not good.
Yep, 2004 they lost in 4 to the Boston Red Sox.
Well, it was Detroit, wasn't it? The Tigers?
We beat Detroit.
We beat Detroit in 06. Yeah, it was the Red Sox. They broke their curse in 2004. Yeah,
that's right.
With a 4-game sweep. Remember, they had come back that year. The Yankees were up 3-0 in the American League Championship Series, and the Red Sox came all the way back and won that series. And then with all that momentum, and that was that 2004 Cardinal team may have been the best team of
all of them, when you look at what they had in terms of the starting pitching and the offensive production, and Scott Rolen in his prime, Albert Pujols in his prime.
Larry Walker,
still a very, very good baseball player. That was a tremendous team.
Mm.
But they got swept, and John and I went to game three, I think it was. Yeah, we were there.
So I don't know that I told you this. A couple of weeks ago, I was traveling. I was in the airport in St. Louis and ran into Chaim Bloom. Just in the concourse, nobody really recognized who he was.
Yes.
I knew who he was.
Yeah.
And I just walked by him and I just said, "Hey man, we're all counting on you." And he said, "Thanks." And,
nice guy,
young guy.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how young he was. And boy, that he's got a melodic voice, the way he speaks, et cetera. But I think the Cardinals are going to be a little bit better than people anticipate this week, this year. I did see a funny meme, though, on Twitter a couple days ago where it was, I guess he's done 4 or 5 of our transactions with the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
And one of them said, "It's gone too far," and it was a picture of the Green Monster with the arch in the background that he had traded the arch to Boston. But I guess it only makes sense, right? If you come from an organization that you recruited these players to be in,
yep,
et cetera, that you're going to want to go get your own talent. Does it concern you that he seems to be fishing only in one pond?
Well, not particularly, but I do think he was probably just high on all these guys when he was over there, and now he has the opportunity to, you know, flip them. We are getting rid of veteran contracts. You know, we're not mortgaging the future. If anything, it's the exact opposite. And it's nice having some new faces roll into the organization. You know, we're not the Dodgers. It's not the thing where you want to see the same names every year because they're just – performing that well. It's nice to get some new faces in. I think the change in the front office is welcomed, and it may be, you know, a slow grind these next couple of years, but we needed to maybe not blow the whole thing up, but make some changes, get some new blood in the franchise, see what happens.
Well, and now you've filled up your minor league system with a lot of young talent and a lot of talent at the very young, the A-ball entry level, that have tremendous upsides. Now, they're not all gonna hit and become, you know, serviceable big leaguers, but some will, and that begins to give you some extension on your run, you know. And the Cardinals, it's going to be rough for the next two years. I think 3 years from now, they'll be very competitive, and 4 years from now, depending on how these young arms in particular turn out, it's going
to
be great.
Could a team that is kind of just starting to put it together be in a better spot than a team that's full of veterans if we do have a work stoppage, as they're talking about? I think everybody's anticipating that baseball is going to come to a screeching halt at the end of this contract this year because the revenue sharing conversation that's taking place. The Dodgers, who are spending more money than most small countries.
Ohtani deferring $1 billion.
Yeah, and I would think that a team that's full of veterans and a lot of money like that could be a little more vulnerable than a team like ours that's just kind of putting it together.
It could be. But there's so much talent in the Dodgers and a bottomless pit. Now, of course, at the end of this next season, you're going to have the labor management situation with baseball. There probably will be a lockout. Now, I'm of the opinion that they'll figure it out because there's too much money on the table not to. But there could be a hiccup in the season. But, you know, when you've got the disparity of payroll that exists in this sport alone, you don't see that kind of disparity in any of the other big four sports. They've all got salary caps.
Yeah, how do you resolve it?
And I don't know. They may have to up the luxury tax some.
Get a salary floor.
If salary floor is another really good idea, explain that.
So basically, it's a minimum spend that teams have to spend on players. So the Marlins, the Pirates, the Rays can't get away with, you know, running these penny pinching measures, while the Dodgers are out there, you know, buying up everybody. So there's more competition for some of these free agents.
But you, in the Dodgers instance, they're fine with paying the luxury tax. In fact, their tax is almost bigger than the 2/3 of the league was payrolls. I don't know how that's sustainable. If you're going to have one or two teams who can go out and spend literally $2-3 billion on their payroll, and in St. Louis, here we are, we're supporting our team, we're showing up, we're buying the season tickets, we can't get a sniff against that.
Yeah, and it is concerning seeing a few of the New York Mets, like Edwin Diaz, going going to the Dodgers when they're outbidding Steve Cohen, we may have some problems.
Well, there you have it. That's John Hancock's voice you hear, Michael Kelly alongside. A reminder for all of you, KMOX is now 100 years and 2 days old on the air, and there's a brand new website out there. It's called KMOX100.com. You can get classic galleries and learn all about the KMOX pioneers. And we're going to continue to populate this site with classic audio from the very rich history of this very great radio station, KMOX100.com. When we come back, Kevin Ryans, a sports reporter with Fox 2 and KPLR 11 here in St. Louis, is going to join us. Talk a little Blues hockey, a little Cardinals offseason. That's right around the corner, right here on a 100-year-old KMOX.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And welcome back to KMOX, the Hancock and Kelly Show. We'll take you all the way till noon today. Don't forget, you can see us on Sunday mornings at Fox 2 right here in St. Louis at 8:30 for Hancock and Kelly, the TV show. And joining us on the line right
Speaking of Fox 2,
one of our coworkers. He is Kevin Ryans. He's a sport reporter with Fox 2 and KPLR in St. Louis. Hello, Kevin. How are you, pal?
I watch you guys every weekend with Andy. It's so good to listen to you guys. And what the best part about it, guys, is it's civil political discourse. And from what Andy tells me, you guys are great friends. And that's exactly what we need in this country. So Hancock and Kelly trying to bring the country together. I love it.
That's exactly right, Kelvin. And you know what else this country needs? It needs a Blues team that could actually get over 500 and maybe get into the wild card. Am I smoking a pipe, or is there an opportunity that these Blues can still put it together here?
Yeah, for sure. They're getting a bit of a reprieve here because they obviously haven't been playing well, but neither has much of the Western Conference, particularly in that wild card race. So they're still right there. Even Justin Falk said it after their game. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, saying, "Hey, look, you know, we're going to come out of this Christmas break, and we're only going to be whatever it is, 3 points out of the postseason spot." A lot of hockey still to play, but the Blues have to start putting together some consistent play here. The inconsistency. There are games where they look really great, and they have those games, particularly against top opponents, where they really struggle. And then you don't get consistent goaltending as well from Binnington. Hofer's been a little bit better over the last few weeks, and Jim Montgomery sees it. He's been riding a hot hand in Joel Hofer too. Yeah, still a chance for them, but they really need to ramp it up. And one thing, get healthy. They do have some banged up players at the forward position. They've been having to kind of mix and match and sign free agents to be able to fill the void there because of injury. But once they get healthy, they really need to start finding some consistency, because that's the only way they're going to be able to really get back into this race.
Yeah, that, and I think a real focus on the power play. You know, the power play has struggled for most of the year, and the Blues have enough guys that have talent doing the one-time shot, but I feel like at any given power play unit, we've just got the one guy that's got the one-timer, and teams are able to defend that and clog the middle, and it's gotten bogged down. Do you think that's the result of the injuries, or is it more systematic, more structural than that?
You know, it's a good question, because I thought last year they were able to get a lot better at the end of the season with the power play. They were able to find it that really worked for them. But it was still a unit that was that didn't play all that great last year, and even the year before, it's been a struggle for them on that end. So, I think part of it is the players that they're missing right now. They obviously are not running out the power play unit that they had thought they were going to at the beginning of the season due to injuries. But also, I think that they're not really taking advantage of some of the opportunities that they have on with the man up. You know, a lot of passing in that power play, not enough shot taking. I think that's what they really need to sit on, is being a little bit more aggressive when they have a man up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And before we leave the Blues for talk about the Cardinals, the Doug Armstrong and Alex Steen are going to have some decisions to make as the trade deadline looms, as to whether they're going to fundamentally change this roster and unload some of their contracts, or whether they're going to try and enhance what they have and make a serious run for the playoffs. Too early, I guess, to know which direction at this point.
Yeah, they still have a month or two to really try to see if they can, hang in this race. They are hanging in there despite their struggles. But two, they came into this year, you know, with the expectation of contending in the Western Conference, with the talent that they brought back, with the players that they were bringing in. And I just don't see Army going out there and unloading after the promise that you got at the end of last year and all the expectations that you have at this year. I think that, you know, they're going to try to see and give it a go. I think they have the coach in Jim Montgomery. I think he's a no-nonsense guy. He hasn't been perfect this year. But I think a part of it is the play, is the inconsistent play. But I think they have the right coach, and he deserves at least the rest of the season to be able to try to figure things out with this group. And I think that they have the talent there. They just got to start getting more consistent play and getting healthy as well. But I don't see them unloading just because of what the expectations were going into the season.
Moving on to the Cardinals, obviously Gray and Contreras have been moved. It sounds like Brendan Donovan's been involved in some talks. Are you aware if any players are off limits, or does it seem like Bloom is taking offers on anyone on the roster to see what may be out there?
Yeah, I haven't heard of anything regarding any specific players. Obviously, the rumors are out there about Brendan Donovan. They're running hot. And, of course, Nolan Arenado, that's the next ball that I think that most people are hoping either drops or some decision is made on his future with the team. It certainly seemed like at the end of last year that it was it. You know, they had the standing ovation at the last home game for Nolan, and that's the one domino I think that needs to get figured out here. And I think Heimblum's doing okay. You know, some of these guys are willing to be traded now. The Contreras, the Grays, And then Arenado is has, you know, reported by The Athletic and other outlets that he'd be open, obviously, to being traded now. And so I'm hoping that they find some clarity on that, so they can move forward with the young players that they do have in their system. But good to see them being assertive on that front and trying to get what they can for Sonny Gray, who, you know, I don't think performed all that wonderfully in his 2 years, though he was fine. I certainly had higher expectations when he was signed. You know, he was coming off being the runner-up in the AL Cy Young when he was signed to the Cardinals, and only behind Gerrit Cole. And it didn't quite pan out the way that St. Louis had wanted to, and he was willing to stay for another year, and it still didn't work out. And then with Contreras, that contract they gave him a few years ago, too. Good to see them being assertive. And now the next thing is to see whether Donovan gets traded or Arenado. I think Arenado's the big domino, and it'd be good to see.
And the problem for me with the Arenado trade is that's going to be one of those trades where we get to still pay to them quite a hefty sum to go play somewhere else. That looks as though that will have to be the case here for if we're going to unload him, don't you think?
Yeah, and they did the same with Sonny Gray and Wilson Contreras. They sent a few million dollars to be able to, let another team take him on. And that's the unfortunate thing. Teams are not clamoring for this guy. If they were, they would have traded him. You know, the Arenado, yes, you know, I think can still provide some power and veteran presence for sure, but he's in decline and very, very clearly in the twilight of his career. You know, injuries played a part in his last year, but you know, the OPS was way down below 700, lowest since his rookie year. Wasn't hitting home runs anymore. I think the glove is still there. I think he can play third base at an elite level still. I think he proved that last year after being snubbed with the Gold Glove in 24. They're going to have to pay a hefty price because I think a lot of teams see the decline in Arenado, and they're going to want to pay the rest of that 2-year, $42 million contract.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Kevin Ryans is our guest, sports reporter for Fox 2 and KPLR 11 here in St. Louis. Before we let you go, Kevin, the lone truly bright spot in St. Louis sports right now is the St. Louis University Billikens basketball, men's basketball program. This team is starting to make believers out of a lot of folks.
They're playing really wonderful basketball, top 20 in scoring offense this year. They're playing other mid majors and they're stomping them almost like how a high major team would take down one of those mid-majors as well. They're playing really good. And what I like about them is that it's unselfish basketball. It's really nice to watch. It's with pace, something that they did not have last year. I think Josh Schertz, you know, when he got hired, it was kind of behind the eight ball. He had that long season with Indiana State, and then he was involved in the coaching search. I don't think he really had enough requisite time to be able to go out there and put together the team that he really wanted, you know. And not to say that they didn't have any talent, Jimerson and Swope and Robbie Avila, but you know, it just didn't quite mesh together the way they wanted to. This group, he had the transfer portal. He had an off season, a full off season, and I think they struck well in the transfer portal. Ishan Sharma's of the world, being able to shoot the three. A host of others being able to put the ball into the basket. If you look at their box scores, I mean, however many players each night being able to score in the double figures, they're just playing really good team basketball. And, you know, the very encouraging that at this point in the season, what are they, 10, 11, and 1, instead of, you know, maybe a few losses and then having to potentially chase their tail at a huge conference season and a long, deep run into the A-10 tournament, they put themselves in positions where they can close out the year with the win Sunday or Monday when they play, and then go into A-10 play and have a really good, strong A-10 play, make a deep run in the A-10 tournament, that, you know, the A-10 might get a couple bids into the NCAA tournament. They may not have to rely on a conference championship, but it's all predicated on whether or not they play well in A-10 play as well. And, you know, that's still to come. But right now they're playing really well, and I just love how beautiful their basketball is, team sharing. Robbie Avila is not having to do everything himself, and they're unselfish. It's really good to watch.
Yeah, and they're fun to watch. Kevin Ryans, thanks so much for your time. Happy New Year to you, sir. Kevin is a sports reporter at Fox 2, KPLR 11 here in St. Louis. Great to have you, my friend.
Thank you guys so much. Happy New Year's, and I hope everyone had a great holiday.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of Josh Schertz, the coach of the St. Louis University men's basketball team, is going to join us at 11 o'clock this morning for our No Prize Pick'em Challenge in the NFL. When we come back, Michael Kelly is concerned about construction taking place in the southern part of this country. That's next on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
All right, Hancock, so this is one of those things that, you know, it's kind of tragic, but at the same time, I kind of laugh at it because I have a feeling most of our Texas friends probably voted for this. Real problem in southern Texas and most places in the South where construction companies and owners of them are getting together in giant associations, John, because guess what?
Mm.
They don't have any employees anymore. They don't have anybody to build the homes and build the properties. And so construction
in the southern part of this country is growing like gangbusters.
Yeah. In the southern part of this country, we're seeing now home developers and other developers having to shut down and try to figure out what they're going to do to find workers. Why? Because so many of those construction workers have been sent back by ICE agents, and even some of those that have been here on work visas. And that's part of what's going on, John, is in this rush to get rid of as many people and to stock up the numbers for the Trump administration. They're going after anybody and everybody.
Right.
We have examples of that right here in St. Louis, that's taking place. But these people serve a vital purpose in our country, whether it be construction in parts of the country, or picking fruit and dealing with vegetables.
There's big problems in
so many places.
There's big problems in California among the orange groves because they can't. They're just letting this fruit hang. There's nobody to pick it.
Right.
And so you're going to have a supply problem there. And when you've got a supply problem and there's demand for oranges, then you're going to have inflation ensue.
Yeah, and one of the things that I used, a phrase I used a lot during the COVID times, is when we knew better, we did better. Well, we know better now. We know this is killing our economy. We know that it's causing prices to go up, that we don't have these migrant workers who are here to be able to do this stuff, yet we're not doing better. We know better. We know this is killing us. We know that it's helping cause inflation, despite what the president may be arguing. Why aren't we doing better? Why aren't we figuring this out?
Well, because the objective of the administration all along has been, and I would contend that we were somewhat, as voters, misled during the campaign that they were going to go after the criminals and the felons and the drug
killing
dealers.
People, right? You got to hear a lot about that.
But it's now very obvious and very clear that the objective of the administration is to hit a record number of deportations, which means anybody that's here, regardless of their status, and if they're here illegally, they've got to go. And I don't think we ever stopped to ask the question about whether that was truly in the best interests of the United States. And you're seeing it in some of these markets now where they don't have people to do these jobs that were being done by migrants. And you've done a very good job. I think the White House has done a very good job of securing the border since he stepped in. Plus, you know, the policies currently are not exactly encouraging people to come to the border.
Right.
But so that problem solved. I wish we would take a step back and say, okay, there are X millions of people here that are, they've overstayed a visa. They're here illegally. A host of different things. And what is the national security interest in deporting all of them? And I think, you know, if we deport everybody that's here illegally, I think it will do great harm to our economy. I also think that if you deport everybody that's here illegally, by definition, you're going to be doing things, and this is my family's situation with a very dear friend, they're splitting up American families. They're taking young American children and making them start life over again in Mexico, where they don't speak the language. I don't think that's what folks thought they were voting for.
I never thought that the immigration and the deportation issue would ever come back to be an issue that would favor my side of the aisle. But these stories are not unique. The one that you have with your own personal family experience.
No, that's thousands.
And so many. I mean, there you all are, right of center folks who probably supported some of what President Trump had to say. Now finding themselves, wait a minute, this is not what we were promised. And that may be a reckoning that the Republican Party and Donald Trump are going to have to deal with in 2026. We don't have time to talk about this right now, but Susie Wiles did another interview this week where she said that, Donald Trump is going to be out this entire year campaigning for representatives across the country. He's going to be on the ballot is what she says.
Well, there you go. That's Michael Kelly. John Hancock here. John Hancock over there. Michael Kelly over there. And when we come back, Josh Schertz, head coach of the Billikens, is going to join us. It's our No Prize Pick'em Challenge, second to last regular season week in football. It's Camo X.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.